Today, I authorized the emergency manager for the city of Detroit to seek federal bankruptcy protection. This was a difficult and painful decision, but I believe there were no other viable options. From a financial point of view, let me be blunt. Detroit's broke.
That is Michigan Governor Rick Snyder announcing last week that Detroit had officially filed for bankruptcy. As the city tries to figure out how to get out from under its debt, maybe $18 billion worth or $25,000 per person, Detroit's creditors want all the city's assets on the table, including the art collection in the big, grand local museum, the Detroit Institute of Arts. Mark Stryker is a reporter at the Detroit Free Press, and he's been covering the cultural impacts of the city's financial meltdown. Mark, welcome to Studio 360.
Glad to be here.
So unlike in most museums, big encyclopedic museums like this, the city of Detroit actually owns this art, yeah?
That's correct. That's really what's put the museum in such a quandary at this point, is that the collection and the building are owned by the city of Detroit, and the museum is managed by a nonprofit, the Detroit Institute of Arts. The risk for the museum going forward is that municipal bankruptcy of this size and scope has never happened before, and dealing with assets like an art museum of this kind had never happened before. So we really are in uncharted waters in terms of how the law will react to what's happening here in Detroit.
Has there been any reliable appraisal of what this collection is worth?
No official appraisals have been done. We at the Free Press had a number of dealers and experts evaluate 40 of what we considered the museum's sort of greatest treasures. And for those 40 pictures, we're talking about $2.5 billion.
If, let's say, $2.5 billion is the ballpark for the 40 greatest works, I mean, when you say, well, that's 15% of the debt attributed to the city of Detroit, it's not insignificant.
No, not at all. That's why the creditors are looking at this art, because the fact is that the city of Detroit does not have a lot of assets that can be sold and realized to raise cash to offer these creditors more than the pennies on the dollar that Kevin Orr, the emergency manager, is currently offering.
And when we say creditors, I think it's important to be clear. People think, oh, that means banks and bondholders. Who cares? It's a bunch of rich people. No, isn't about half of this debt owed to pensioners, to public retired public employees?
It is true that some of this money, if art were sold, would go to shore up pension accounts and the like. So the question, in a way, becomes an existential sort of dilemma about who should take precedence here as we try and figure out how to remake the city of Detroit, and what role should a cultural asset play in that reorganization, and how do you balance the interest of an irreplaceable cultural legacy versus making sure the streetlights come on and
right,
making sure there are enough cops on the street and all of that. And it becomes a very complicated series of questions one starts to ask.
Is there a tipping point in terms of the museum where it becomes effectively destroyed and it can't raise money anymore and people are too – it just sort of is a spiral if it sells more than a couple of works?
Well, the tipping point could very well be selling one painting. If you sell even one work of art, then your wealthy donors and collectors will immediately dry up, because why would anyone give any money or any art to a museum that – can't, in the end, protect it? People say, well, if you took just the five most expensive works, would anybody miss five works? Well, the fact is, when you take a Bruegel, a Van Gogh, a Matisse away from a museum, you're gutting the very greatness out of the soul of the place. And these are irreplaceable. And that comes back to this issue of, well, what is a city? Is a city simply a place that turns on the lights and has a police force and has a water department, or is the city a collection of cultural assets that form a locus of intellectual activity and creativity and aspiration and inspiration and all of those things that create a great urban area?
All well and eloquently put, although part of me, more than in a devil's advocate way, is sympathetic to this idea that in this extreme crisis where the lights can barely be turned on and you don't have enough police and you don't have enough ambulances, as much as one wants to keep this jewel of a museum at full strength, it becomes more than usually difficult to make that case for what all of the various cornerstones, as you say, of what a city is.
No question. No question. Those are very legitimate counterarguments, and that's what makes this issue so complex.
And given that you know the ins and outs as well as anybody and all these variables, is it possible to have a hunch about how this is going to wind up?
Well, I'm loath to make predictions, but it would not surprise me if we take the next step and the art goes from the sidelines to the table, and then we fight about it in court to see what happens.
Well, I'm sure we'll be talking to you again as this plays out over the months and no doubt years to come. Mark Stryker, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Anytime.
Mark Stryker is a reporter for the Detroit Free Press. So what do you all think? Is Detroit's art collection just another municipal asset that in this extreme crisis should be on the table to pay some of the city's debts? Or is the museum and its art in a special category? Leave us a comment at studio360.org.
You don't have any money. Broke is a joke. And that is not funny. Broke is a joke. And it's not funny. Broke is a joke. Not funny.